been on the internet in recent weeks, you've more than likely seen Finnish band Steven Seagulls with their bluegrass covers of popular metal tunes. To find out more, check out their website at stevenseagulls.com. Who do we have on the line?
Well, you're talking to Levi and Tommy from Steven Seagulls.
How's it going, guys?
Not bad. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks for doing this.
It's our pleasure.
It's kind of
Radio Fubar. Who are you?
Who are we? We're an internet radio program in the United States.
All right. Fair enough.
It's something, I guess.
Yeah.
So you guys are recording an album right now?
Well, yeah, we just finished for today. The rest of the guys went home, and we stayed behind. We're still at the studio room, actually, right now. So
we have you with the, you guys still got the recording adrenaline going. We caught you with the...
Well, I'm not sure you can call it that at this point. We've been here since 10 a.m. or something like that.
So it's almost bedtime.
Yeah. It is. Really.
We're just waking up.
There, no.
I can't open my social media pages as of late without seeing someone post a link to your videos. They've become like a... You're like the Charlie Bit My Finger guy. You guys are everywhere right now.
Really?
Yeah. So
we really didn't have any idea that anybody in the States would know anything about us.
It looks like you guys were kind of picking up steam all over the world, and now you've finally gotten to the United States, and everybody's posting your video. Either you're really popular with my friends, or you're really popular with everybody.
I don't know. I couldn't say.
I mean, it's up to, you know, almost 7 million people. So more people have seen you guys play a 20-year-old AC/DC song than there are people in the country of Switzerland.
I think you're right.
How does that feel? Is that weird?
It is. It's weird, and we're overwhelmed.
How did this happen?
I don't know. I mean, we just posted a video of... Well, I guess you've seen The Trooper.
Yeah,
by us.
Yeah.
That was the first one. We just did it because we didn't have any promotional material for, well, agencies and people like that, you know, to get gigs.
But, I mean, did somebody famous post it? Or, I mean, how do 7 million people see a video that you just... It's so strange that... I mean, it's great. It's a great video, but I just... It's so random. I mean, you know, that it doesn't even have a single cat in it.
Yeah, I know. I guess the first video got out because some of the few, like, bigger metal magazines posted it on their website or something like that. Some of the bands like Iron Maiden and AC/DC fans have posted it around, so I think that has something to do with it.
Now, did you guys... come from a metal background? Because it seems like most of your covers are of metal songs.
Well, I guess you could say that in the sense that we've played metal, at least some, but, well, not a lot of it, to be honest. I mean, all of us have been playing metal at some point, a little bit, but we've played other stuff as well, mainly other stuff. And I guess in Finland it's part of your youth that at some point you listen to Iron Maiden or AC/DC or Metallica and bands like that. There's a lot of heavy metal in Finland, so I think that has something to do with it. Plus that metal songs have the best riffs.
And best lyrics.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So when you guys put together the band, were you originally going for the metal sound, or were you always going for like a bluegrass type feel?
Well, to be honest, it was the band was put together
for like a special occasion.
Yeah, it was sort of like a concept band from the beginning. It was a tour for about 20 gigs we did with the previous singer, and it was supposed to be like a Western type of theme, something like that. Those kind of old Western movies with kind of Ennio Morricone feel to it.
But then it has, during the years, it has changed a little bit towards this, what it is today, I guess.
So you've gone through an evolution.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
So the new album that you guys are recording, are you including covers on it, or is it all original material?
No, it's all covers.
In the same style of the videos that you guys have now?
Yep, more or less.
Yeah, pretty much.
How do you guys decide a song needs more anvil?
It just happened to be lying around.
Oh. So you just said, fuck it, play it.
Yeah, if you find an anvil that is in tune with the song, you have to play it.
Right.
That's an unwritten law in Finland.
Yes, I guess you can't see it on the video, but behind the camera, there's a whole shed full of tools.
Did you try playing any of them?
Yeah, we had, sledgehammers, obviously.
Yeah, sledgehammers and a few other things, but this one was in the right key, so... We ended up with the anvil.
Yeah, the chainsaw was a bit too much.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you were going to incorporate any chainsaw.
We might.
It's good to have some tools lying around, so you can lean into them if you don't figure out anything else.
And besides, there already was a guy in Finland about 20, 30 years ago, something like that, who had a chainsaw with him on gigs.
Did his career end with a horrible stage accident?
Actually, I think he's still alive.
Oh. But he's missing a hand, I guess.
There was a guy that would play guitar with a chainsaw attached to it. I can't think of who it was.
Was it Jackal?
It might have been, yeah. But he went on Tom Green, and while he was playing the guitar, he was chainsawing up Tom Green's desk, and Tom Green wasn't really very happy about it.
I can imagine.
Electric or acoustic?
It was electric.
So you guys are playing a big festival coming up with a bunch of, what is it, like 70 bands?
Yeah, in Sweden.
How'd you get hooked up with that?
I don't know. I guess
they're a big deal, too. Travis.
I know they're a big deal, but...
How'd they get hooked up with that?
That's a big festival.
Yeah, I can't say.
I suppose they called our agency and asked that if we want to come or something like that. I don't know.
I suppose that makes sense.
And besides, we're cheaper than Toto.
way cheaper than Mötley Crüe, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know how much Toto costs.
GB Toto?
That seems like something you could probably Google. I'll add that in post, how much Toto costs.
Yeah. maybe we could book them.
Book Toto, yeah.
Book Toto.
Yeah.
So do you guys like Toto?
I would have to say that I have no opinion on Toto one way or another.
Travis, for the life of me, I cannot think of one Toto song.
Don't they sing...
No, I'm aware of their existence, but I can't think of a single song they sing.
Don't they sing the Africa, Down in Africa song?
Oh, wow, that's a good one.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah. It is. Actually, I think we should do a Toto song.
Totally.
I completely agree.
Or not.
Or not, well.
You know, for the first, it was like a few months ago I heard that song, that Toto song on the radio, and I had never actually listened to the lyrics before, like actually listened to them, and they make absolutely no sense. It's just a batshit crazy song.
Sorry, which song are you talking about?
One song
Africa.
By Toto.
It makes absolutely no fucking sense.
To answer your question, all of them.
Yeah.
But then again, neither does Thunderstruck.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, not particularly, no. You can't really get struck with thunder.
No, I guess not. I'm not, well, you can probably guess that English is not our first language, but I can't make any sense out of it.
Probably better that, you know, you're singing songs that make no sense then.
It is probably, yeah.
Do all of you speak English?
Well, yes, more or less.
More or less. But your first language, I guess, is do you just know Finnish, I guess, and English?
Yeah, and Swedish.
And Swedish?
And Ruski.
How do you learn so many languages?
We go to school.
Oh, man. See, I took 3 years of German, and I can remember three words in German. And one of them is homework.
3 years of Japanese, I can count to six.
Studied Japanese?
Japanese, yes.
Yeah, well, that'll come in handy.
That's what everybody told me, too. How useful that would be to learn Japanese.
Yeah, way to go there, Travis. I mean, I guess you never know.
You never know, but... Yeah, Finland is a there's like three official languages. It's Finnish, Swedish, and Saame, which is like a native language of the... So from
the northern people.
Yeah, the northern people, yeah.
So if you have to talk to somebody who's old or from the north, then you're covered.
No, I guess they will sort of try to destroy their native tongue at some point, so they all speak Finnish.
So that's a worthless language. You don't need to know that.
Yeah, it's more of a, it has a, maybe more of a historical and a cultural value.
So it's like Latin.
Yeah, we're probably going to get shot, but...
I don't think there's Sami America.
So is there plans to come to the United States at some point?
Definitely, if you'll have us, but... Let's just say we need to convince a couple of agencies to get there.
And probably get the album done, and we'll be a lot wiser after that, yeah. I guess.
Are you being wined and dined by record label executives trying to sign you to lucrative contracts?
Well, I don't know wined and dined, but we're working on the contract, and it seems okay. We'll probably have something to say about that in maybe in a week or two. So
it's hopefully, too early to tell now.
Yeah.
So like you guys on Facebook, keep an ear to the ground, and hopefully there will be more news as it becomes available.
Yeah, hopefully.
Exactly.
We'll make the album anyway and just, you know, release it somehow, but we'll be a lot wiser in a week or two, so to say.
So where can our listeners find you? I guess your website is stevenseagles.com?
Yep.
Yep, it actually just got updated, so it's finally in English.
And it's fancy looking, too. So go by and look at the fancy website.
Yeah, go look at the fancy website, and obviously Facebook, too.
And Facebook is facebook.com/stevenseagles. Are you guys on Twitter, too?
No...
I don't know how to use that one, so...
Haven't bust onto the Twitter scene yet, huh?
They keep harassing us with the, what you call them, hashtags or something like that, but we never got there.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. Congrats on your success, guys.
Hey, thank you. Take care.
Take care. I think me and you were saying Toto like the way they said Toto, and I think they picked up that we were... I didn't do that on purpose, but
I didn't either.
I was totally pronouncing it funny.
Like Toto.
Toto.
Yeah, me too. I think you're right. I didn't really notice
it. Why were we doing that? They said Toto, and then we started saying Toto. What the fuck, Travis?
I guess we totally did do that.
It's... Do you guys like Toto?
Oh, you're probably right, too, and that's probably why he followed up with some Toto. Oh, Jesus.
Oh. You can get...
Oh, boy.
The singer of Toto for $15,000.
That doesn't seem like a bargain.
No. Toto. $250,000. $1,000 plus to book fucking Toto?
I was going to say, I thought that if the singer was 15 grand, I thought maybe the band would be 10.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah, it costs less to get the whole band. Yeah, $250,000 plus. You can get Tool for the same cost as Toto.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry, Toto.
Toto.
You can get Bobby Kimball of Toto for $15,000, or you can get the whole band for $250,000.
That's crazy. Who's paying that kind of money to see Toto?
You didn't say it right.
Toto.
Radio FUBAR. Radio FUBAR. they're beyond all recognition.